what is the outlook for Ty Montgomery and Corey Linsley?
Ty Montgomery and Corey Linsley, I'm hopeful that they'll practice today.
Was Ty not ready to go last week, or was it the rain? Or
he was inactive last week.
I don't know if they're playing it safe because it was a what field. I'm just kind of curious.
He's progressing. Hopefully he can get through a week of practice.
Mike, what's the most impressive thing to you about Khalil Mack?
Well, you just have to turn on the last game. That jumps off the screen at you for sure. But I just playing him in the preseason last year, I was very impressed with him in live action. I know as a coach, or anytime you have a chance to evaluate a player live on the field, that's where you really get the best evaluation. And I was very impressed with him on the field last year. So extremely athletic, great motor, just a very good instinctive football player.
What have you? You talked about Charles on Monday, but what have you seen from him this year? I mean, it's a lot of turnover production from him.
Well, he's excellent around the football. I mean, that's something that we talked about as far as when we detail the offense, defense, and special teams, as far as their personnel and their characteristics. So he's always clawing at the ball, very strong hands. His anticipation skills are obviously at a very high level. He's playing very well.
What's your plan for this week?
He's going to practice through the whole week. I don't really have a set plan, so he's making progress. I think he definitely was better last week than he was the first week.
How about Carr? What have you seen from him?
I'm sorry?
Their quarterback Carr, what have you seen from him? His progress for this year?
Good young player, can make all the throws. He gets the ball out quick. You can see that for a young player, he doesn't take sacks. So they're doing a lot of shifts and motions, and conceptually they're challenging. I think they're definitely a talented offense. He's got good weapons around him. Good young player.
You always see that second-year players take that. I mean, they take that jump during that second year. Is that the same or more so for a quarterback?
I don't think a position factors into it. I mean, you always want to see players make progress. I think a second year of a player's career is – gives you a lot of insight to potentially what kind of player he's going to be. That's just my opinion. There's, and it's not 100% on every player that went from year one and two, but I just think working with players, you learn a lot about them that off season. They got a chance to digest that first season. They have an understanding what the full expectations are of them throughout the first year, and it usually leads to a springboard effect in the second year.
You went with true fullback a lot in this past game. Was it something you had been trying to do or wanted to do? And does that also add a little bit more to what teams have to look at when they scout you and decide what they want to do? Does it change anything?
You said two fullbacks?
Using a fullback.
Oh, using a fullback.
A true fullback.
Well, I think more importantly when you evaluate a team, are they a one-back or a two-back team? So, I mean, and really the personnel a lot of times doesn't matter. But it's just really a product of, how we feel about our players, how we feel about the packages and how they match up against the defense is usually the way we lean to.
Mike, you've done it both ways on road trips out west. You've gone on Saturday. Now this will be the second straight time you've done it on Friday. What are the benefits, and is that a new philosophy now that you think that this is the best way to go, or is it just the way you've done it this year?
I mean, I think there's a number of factors around that. I think the time of year is a factor. I think that what's happened before you go out there is a factor. What's coming after you is a factor. It definitely helps to go out on Friday from an acclimation standpoint, but it also creates other challenges of your particularly when you're a Saturday practice team as opposed to prior years when we practice on Friday. So you just really have to look at all those things, and clearly with us going out Friday, then we have a return trip the following week Saturday out to Arizona.
I know you love hypotheticals, so I'm gonna ask them anyway. If it wasn't for Christmas, would you have stayed out there with the back-to-back West Coast trips? I know some teams have done that in the past.
It is Christmas, so okay. I can't answer that.
Mike, why do you think you guys handled the wet conditions better Sunday than maybe you did on Thanksgiving?
I don't know. you know, we took care of the football. Definitely, it's a factor in winning. Maybe better focus or just more wet ball drills. You know, it's just it's football. You know, sometimes it goes your way, sometimes it doesn't.
Same condition again out there Sunday. I'm sure you've been working out there.
We're watching it. Yeah.
Mike, do you think you've got Eddie right where you want him now, like mentally and everything, just after the ups and downs that he's experienced all season?
Yes, I think Eddie's put together, you know, some really good weeks. He's definitely coming off as probably his best week, and he needs to emulate that again this week. You know, starting with his preparation. This is a huge challenge for us. You know, you play uncommon opponents. After week 12, that are both vying for a playoff position, just look it up. It's a huge challenge, especially on the road. So, you know, I think we're 2-4 in these types of situations as opposed to 7-1 at home. So those are the kind of things we're paying a lot of attention to. This is a big game for us, and that's where we're approaching it. It's a very talented football team, a lot of new faces. And when you're playing once every 4 years, you really have to dial into your preparation.
What kind of progress have you seen with James Starks with the pass pro and in the pass catching side of things these past few years, and where is that right now?
Progress the last few years for James Starks. I mean, he's an ascending player in my view. He's, you know, he started off there in 2010, and you know, obviously was an impact runner for us in that Super Bowl run, and really to be a three down player, it's all about pass protection. I mean, he has pass receiving skill. I always liked him out of the backfield, but. You know, the ability to be a pass protector, which leads to, you know, the check down opportunities and the things that come off of that. And our protection system is pretty heavy as far as responsibility, especially from the running back position. And James has mastered it.
Mike, speaking of that, I hope this isn't too scheme related, but why is the screen made a comeback in your offense?
Comeback?
Yeah.
I didn't know it left. I mean, it's...
Don't you think you ran less for a period of time during your tenure, though, than you certainly are right now? I mean, if you used to do screen.
I think you need to look at the tape.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really? You really think you're there?
Well, there's different ways of running screens. I mean, there's different variations. There's different types. So, I mean, if you're just talking about every time the ball went to the back in a traditional screen, you know, the productivity does go up at certain times and down. I mean, you know, the timing of that has a lot to do with it. We do other things too. So I mean, we're an adjustment offense. So I never that I can recall here any year have looked at the postseason evaluation where screens was not a positive.
The kind of the Holmgren era, maybe even when you were here in '99 as the quarterback's coach, like the traditional screen that you referenced there, like it just Amon Green used to catch like 80 balls a year. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that it's a bad or good thing. I just think it's an interesting kind of to see it really being a weapon for you, at least in the last several weeks. But you think I'm off base on that?
Well, I mean, when I look back at, you know, Amon's career, and you know, screens was definitely one of the things he excelled at, but the checkdowns is where a lot of those completions come too. So, I mean, that's you're talking about more 8-gap offense as opposed to 7-gap offense, and more, you know, bigger personnel groups as opposed to subgroups. So, I mean, all that stuff factors.
Two more, please.
How dangerous is this team, or how refreshing is it when you have two backs like Lacy and Starks that deliver like they do?
Well, I mean, that's what you want. When you have two backs that you can lean on as a number one, that's important. That's important to our play style. It's important to really the philosophy of just, you know, the no-huddle offense. And we're fortunate not only to have two, but you have two with different styles. And I think that's definitely challenging for the defense.
A few weeks ago against Carolina, Jake Ryan put a bunch of snaps on defense, and then you guys went back to Palmer. What did you see out of Jake a couple weeks ago? Give him that back-to-back starts.
I was just about opportunity. He's been making progress, and he earned the opportunity. And so far, so good. He's put together two good games.